Good morning. We are in paradise. And we are in bliss. And we are enjoying it thoroughly. This is Dr. Herb Galvarin, Dean of the University of Healing, with Instant Illumination here in Owerri, Nigeria, on this lovely morning. How many of you have taken credit for the fact that you're the best creator in the world? You created yourself. Do you think anybody else could have created you like you created you, with all the magic that you have and all the ideas that flow through your head and all the wisdom that pours out of your inner self? Could you have ever imagined anyone else doing that? Even your mom and dad, they did it for themselves. And they just were a channel for you because you were unique, separate, and special all by yourself. And again, you chose that channel to come through to be special. And so now here you are. Here you are, adult human beings, all of you. Every one of you, mature adult human beings. And you say, well, we live in paradise. And we call paradise Nigeria. And you say, well, there's other places that might be more interesting. Well, if you do not appreciate Nigeria as paradise, you will not appreciate anyone anywhere else as paradise. Because no matter where you go, you're going to take your own stuck-up attitude about what you think paradise is, and you're not going to find it. You can go to the Garden of Eden, as marvelous as it is supposed to be, and you would find fault there. You'd find fault there. The service in the hotel is not proper. But you see, wherever you go, you're going to take yourself. So if you live wherever you live, and you live in bliss wherever you live, which you do anyhow, but if you recognize it consciously, then wherever you go, you will be a blessing. Because you will see from your eyes of bliss, wherever you are, and you'll say, wow, isn't that a lovely stream? Isn't that a lovely brook? Aren't those beautiful trees? And other people who live there all their life, oh, I have noticed. Yeah, I guess that is right, you know. Like the people in Switzerland. They live in the Alps. The dumb Alps, you know. They're filled with snow in the wintertime. In the summertime, they have animals going all over eating the grass and stuff like that. It's just a dumb thing. And here these people have these homes. And they build windows, big windows, looking down the valley and not looking up the hill. They don't even look up at the beautiful mountains that are so filled with love and beauty and snow because they're so accustomed to it. But they say, the valley, oh, that's lovely. You know, that's where the greenness and the grass are. And they're missing it. The valley, true, is part of their paradise. But, oh my, have we not heard, lift up your eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh all wisdom, all knowledge. And the hills are within us. And we lift up our eyes unto the hills within us, and let the divine in us rock over the mountains with us, and reveal to us all of the glory that we are. Because we are wondrously made. We are divinely made. We are creatures that live constantly in the state of paradise. Now, do you recognize that? Do I recognize that? Do we realize it's paradise? Or do we wake up sometimes in the morning, ah, another day. We wake up in the morning and say, oh my, I have to roll over and go back to sleep. Or do you wake up and say, wow, another day has begun. And here you are in Nigeria. Here you are in Owerri. And here you are in this place where they don't have electricity all the time. And so you get up in the dark. And you look around for whatever you're looking for, but you put away properly the night before so you know where to find it. And then the first thing you do, you jump into your clothes and jump into your shoes and you jump outside. And you take a walk along the beautiful paths here. This place is just loaded with beautiful meditation paths. It's before the people come out, you know. The meditation paths before the people come out. Oh, the animals have been out all night enjoying it. But now you go for a walk along your meditation paths around here. You call it the jungle. And it is part of the jungle. It's been carved out of the jungle, these beautiful paths that some of them have little potholes in them, and they catch the rainwater, and then the kids sit there and throw stones in it. They have their private lake. They have their private paradise that we miss. We miss it because we are looking for paradise in the dimension that we want to call it. But when we look at our own paradise right here, right where we are, we say, oh, thank God, I'm born here. Thank God, I live in this wonderful country. Thank God. And you're thanking the divine inside you. And then you say, bless you, Lord. May everyone who walks along this path be illumined and uplifted. May everyone who looks at these beautiful trees and plants and bushes and palm trees and animals, wonderful pineapple plants and coconuts, that everyone who looks at it, they say, that is great. That is God at work. That is the power of the Spirit, the power of joy. And that's what we are. And you see, as we look at that, what do we see? We see God. Because God is seeing God out of our eyes. God's looking out of our eyes. God's in us looking out of our eyes. Sometimes we are afraid to say that we are God looking out, so we say God looking out of our eyes. You know. The day comes when we say that we are God, and we really mean that. Then we will look at everything. Everything. Everything that we create. And we will call it good and very good. Yes, we live in paradise. When we open our eyes to it, we live in paradise. When we realize that everywhere we are, God is, and it is fantastic. It is fantastic. Claim this for yourself now. Claim it right now for yourself. That wherever you are, and this internet talk goes out all over the world, and everybody all over the world is recognizing where they are as paradise, and that's great. And we are blessed to be the forebringer of this. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.